Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. I'm Sam Sebrin, the creator of the program and your host for the next hour. We're going to be taking a listen to some early noise. No, I'm not talking about a Wolf Eyes cassette from 2002. I'm talking about literally prehistoric sounds, as well as recordings from the late 19th and early 20th centuries by the pioneers of noise who heard it all first. Speaking of prehistoric, right now in the background we're hearing sounds from a bone flute, possibly 60,000 years old. It's actually a reconstructed replica being played by classical trumpeter Lubin Demirovski inside a cave in Turkey. The tiny flute with only four holes is capable of producing whole and half tones of the diatonic scale, and Demirovski is said to have had a message in his dreams of how to play the prehistoric object. He then got so proficient on the little instrument, he even plays Ravel's Bolero. The significance of this discovery is that it now indicates that music was made before modern man, by Neanderthals. Hey, who are we to say that we invented music? I mean, I think Neanderthals get a bad rap. For all we know, they could have been doing the best noise shows ever inside amazing wild caves. In further attempts to discover more about our cave-dwelling ancestors and give them some credit, an anthropology professor, Robert McCarthy, and a linguist professor, Phil Lieberman, inferred the dimensions of the larynx based on a Neanderthal skull, and they reconstructed a Neanderthal vocal tract. Using a synthesizer, they simulated a Neanderthal pronouncing the letter E. Let's listen. Once more, here is a Neanderthal E. Wow. I guess we've come a long way, huh? Speaking of caves and scientists and prehistoric sound, for the next segment, we're going to hear some very new and exciting sound discoveries. Using a combination of readings of oxygen isotopes, along with a new technique called uranium-thorium sound dating, which produces more precise results from even smaller samples than carbon dating, and also with help from archaeologists specializing in geographic information systems, scientists are able to discover and recreate more sounds that can be attributed to Neanderthals. Again, that is pre-modern man sounds. Using portable acoustic microscopes and state-of-the-art sound conversion software, scientists are able to go into caves in Spain, Iraq, Australia, France, Germany, and Russia, and convert everything from molecular particles to small fragments of fossils into sound. It's amazing. There are some caves in Spain where spaces clearly have been used as a sort of auditorium for gatherings. Scientists now recognize the Neanderthals noticed these spots to have a higher quality of resonance, and they utilize the reverberations of these places. Often these are the areas where cave paintings are also concentrated, interestingly enough. So, according to these recent scientific recreations, It was Neanderthals, not modern man, who first produced musical noises for entertainment and communication. So I've put together an assortment, sort of a collage of some of the examples I've collected so far. Listen for evidence of possibly some sort of string instruments, which would be amazing. That would predate the lyre, harp of Greek times. And also listen for the way stalactites and stalagmites, formations in caves, that when struck can almost sound like synthesizers. Okay, I'll be back with you in about 10 minutes. Let's listen. Thank you. We just heard some amazing new sounds recreated by scientists and archaeologists. What'd you think? Did it sound real? Well, this is the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. Just playing with y'all. Hope you enjoyed it. Many, many thanks to the musicians who contributed clips for that. I hope you guys don't mind that I ran your clip through some reverb cheese to get a cave feeling. Thanks to Kevin Garrity of Council of Poetic Experimentation and Bang Van. Thanks to Jason Martin, Power Animal System. Thanks to Swan Feeder up in Saratoga. Thanks to the Eel People and also to Stick Sellers. Now we're going to time travel from fake prehistoric times to actual real 19th century recordings. Not kidding this time, I promise. So this is a short section with little excerpts of sounds made by early recording pioneers. I love the noisy, raw quality of these recordings, which for me fits in with the acceleration into the industrial age of the time these were made in the 1880s and 1890s. Let's listen.
Oh,
Those were early experiments in recording technology made in the late 19th century. Very cool. The last one was a disc experiment by Harry Rogers of a man saying the word barometer in 1884. Before that, we heard sounds of the Metropolitan Elevated Railroad recorded from 40 feet away in 1878 by Thomas Edison and Charles Batchelor. Before that, we heard an early disc experiment by Charles Sumner Tainter, made in 1881, of someone saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And before that, we heard three amazing phonoautograms recorded by Edward Leon Scott in 1860. Song of the Bee, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, and Au Clair de la Lune. Thanks to the folks at firstsounds.org for making those available. Nice. Let's continue this little exploration into super early noisemakers. Here are some early 20th century examples from the Italian and Russian futurists and a few other folks. This first one is Luigi Russolo, considered by many as the founder of noise. This is a real recording from 1921, not kidding, of his piece called Chorale, which is one of the only surviving recordings in existence that has Russolo's original noise machine, which he built and called the Intona Rumori. The first time Russolo gave a concert using his Intona Rumori machines, it caused a riot. So, I don't know, maybe if you're not causing a riot, you shouldn't call what you're doing noise at this point. I'm probably in a minority, but I think it might be time to retire the noise moniker altogether. But that's another show for another time. Here's some early noise, let's listen.
Thank you. 5 secondi cannoni d'assedio spancare spazio con un accordo. Pam, bum bum. Ammutinamento di 500 echi per azzannarlo, sminuzzarlo, sparpagliarlo all'infinito. Nel centro di quei pum bum, spiaccicati, ampiezza 50 km quadrati, balzare scoppi, tagli, pugni, batteria, tiro rapido. Violenza feroce, regolarità. Questo passo grave scanda gli strani folli agitatissimi, acuti della battaglia, furia, affanno, orecchi, occhi, narici, aperti, che gioia, vedere, udire, fiutare, tutto, taratatà delle mitragliatrici, strigliare per di fiato, sottomorsi, schiaffi, pit-pac, puntum, pit-pac, puntum, vitalie, salti, 200 metri, fucileria. Giù in fondo all'orchestra, stagni di guazzare, buoi, bufali, pungoli, carri, flick-flack, zin-zin, shot-hot, illeri, nitriti, tre battaglioni bulgari in marcia, croc-crac, croc-crac, su mi marizza, o carvavena, prrrr, zron, zron, 200 tanti in arrivo, 100, tum, tum, 149 in partenza, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, croc-crac, croc-crac. Grida gli ufficiali, sbattacchiare come piatti d'ottone, pan di qua, pan di là, cin, bum, 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 ciò! Bello, vampe, 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 ribalta di forti, vampe, 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 ribalta di forti, vampe, vampe, vampe. Giù, dietro quel fiume, Sucri Pascià comunica telefonicamente con 27 forti in turco e tedesco. Allo, Ibrahim Rudolf, allo, allo! Attori, ruoli, echi, suggeritori, scenari di fumo, foreste, applausi, odori salditi, odori di marcio, non sento più i miei piedi gelati, timpani, flauti, clarini, dovunque, basso, alto, uccelli, cinguettare, beatitudine, ombria, brezza verde, silenzio, cip, 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 rrrr, gran, gran, I pazzi bastoni, i professori d'orchestra, questi bastonatissimi, suonare, suonare, grandi fragori, non cancellare, anzi precisare, minutissimi rottami di echi, nell'ampiezza del teatro di guerra, 500 chilometri quadrati. Fiumi illustri, Tungia, Marizza, sdraiati. Il fiume, un ferito vi lava la sua gamba insanguinata fra mormorì, gorgogli, nostalgie d'acqua verde. Arture, palchi, logione, 2000 shrapnel, sbracciarsi, esplodere, fazzoletti bianchissimi, pieni d'oro, pum, tum, pum, tum, tum, pum, tum, tum, pum, tum, tum, 2000 granate di guerra a strafare, con schianti, capigliature nerissime, spilonate di fosforo, pum, tum, pum, tum, pum, tum. Immensa orchestra di guerra, gonfiarsi sotto una nota di silenzio, tenuta nell'alto cielo, pallone, sferico, dorato, sorvegliare il tiro.
Oh!
That was Imaginary Landscape No. 1 by John Cage from 1939. We're checking out some noise pioneers from the early 20th century. Before John Cage, we heard a piece from 1947 by Antonin Artaud. We also heard two pieces from the founder of noise, Luigi Russolo, one from 1913 and one from 1921. We heard an early sound poem from 1912 by Filippo Tommaso Marinetti, and we heard a recreation of The Radio of the Future, originally composed by Velimir Klebnikov in 1921. Okay, not much time left, but I want to squeeze in at least an edited excerpt from the full 28-minute recreation of The Symphony for Factory Sirens by Russian composer Arseny Avramov. For me, this is one of the most important pieces ever created, and it was light years ahead of its time, while also being completely of its time, a hallmark of genius. This piece was performed in the city of Baku in 1922, and required a team of conductors, including Avramov, conducting with flaming torches. The piece involved Navy ship sirens and whistles, bus and car horns, factory sirens, cannons, fog horns from the Soviet flotilla while in the Caspian Sea, artillery guns, machine guns, hydroplanes, a choir, and a mass band. So this is a recreation of Symphony for Factory Sirens that was performed at Baku in 2004 and directed by Leopold Amigo and Miguel Molina. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. Heard every fifth Saturday at 2 p.m. on Wave Farm WGXC. Keep listening.